Hello, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Antonia. How may I assist you on today?
Yes, I was trying to file a claim.
All right, yes, sir. Can I have your social?
4235934511.
One moment, I'm so sorry. Let me log back in to the system real quick, because it logged me out. All right, and can I have your social again, please?
4235934511.
I'm sorry, your phone cut out in the end. It was 4235934511. Okay. Have you put in the claim with this before?
No.
Okay. Can I have your first name?
D-A-V-E-N.
And what's your last name?
R-O-L-A-N-D.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
03-17-2006.
And their first name was D-A-V-E-N, and their last name was R-O-L-A-N-D?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
Is your preferred language English?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you've completed in school?
9.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
D-O-W-D-Y.
Do you have a driver's license?
I got my permit.
Okay. Can I have that what number on that permit?
Hold on, let me grab my
house. Okay.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
10402509.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. One moment.
Repeat that.
One moment. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your first payment is approved, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you do have a checking or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
Checking.
Okay, and do you have your routing number and your account number?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your routing number?
You said the routing?
Yes.
0412156663.
And what's your account number?
Hold on. It's 1-2-8-1-8-6-4-5-5-9-9-4.
What was the last number? You said 994.
1-2. Oh, you said the last is 1-2-8-1-8-6-4-5-5-9-9-4-8.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
Repeat that.
And what's your mailing address?
1008. Barbara, that is B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Drive, Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, it's the same.
And has your address changed since the last year?
Has what?
Your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what's a good telephone number to use?
251-753-2443.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military?
No.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And what was the last day you worked?
You said the last place I worked?
The last day.
There, I've been bench out of Florida. Hold on.
Okay.
That last day would be July July 11th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Have I been what?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been physically and mentally able to work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for school or training? You're in high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Am I available for what?
To accept full-time work?
No.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Could you repeat that?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
5.
Okay. And did your employer give you a different date to return to work?
No. They had shut down.
Okay.
I don't know what they got going on now. The labor board on there.
So did you work through the union?
Work for who?
The union.
What's it?
It's like you ain't work through the union. You young. Union is just
no.
Like basically like, when you work on, like, work for the union, like, your granddaddy
probably
don't work.
If I work for the union, if you know I ain't work for the union.
Because, sir,
Yeah, I know they make y'all answers on these.
Yes,
that's why
you
I
gotta
didn't answer them.
Mm-hmm. You
I know.
These questions, I'm required to ask all of them, so I gotta ask them to you. Yep. I'm just going ahead and putting no because I already know you ain't received no pension. You ain't worked through the union.
You probably working from home right now.
No, I'm not. I'm actually in office. I wish I could. But what's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
The what?
The lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept.
The lowest what?
Hourly wage you're willing to accept. So.
Oh, 10.
Okay. Okay, you said, so your company is on the shutdown. So were they calling people back?
For a moment they did. They had to shut down. But then now they're not calling everybody. They ain't going to let everybody come back.
So did he give you a return date, or he just ain't called you back?
No.
Okay.
They ain't. It's McDonald's.
Okay. You was a cashier or a cook there?
Both. More of a cook, though.
Okay. Okay, so give me a few moments. I'm just putting in all the information regarding to your job. What city and state was that located? Was it in where you live at?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. All right. And was it on Governor Street?
No.
It was on
Moffitt Road.
You said Mafia Road?
Moffitt.
Oh, Moffitt.
3119.
Okay. Got it. You the only person that that actually thought I worked from home. Most people think I'm just really at the unemployment office.
Yeah, there's so many at home jobs. Maybe like the call the people that answer the phone when you call their customer service.
I'm glad they told you that, cause these folks come up here and he's screaming at me. I'm like, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on.
You already sound young here.
Huh?
I said you already sound
young here. Yeah. But I'm older than you, though.
Anything. Never really know what this. I do not care.
Oh, okay. And when you start working there?
March.
Do you remember if it was the beginning of the month or the end of the month?
And yeah, like
19th. Okay. And what was the last day you worked again? I said, when was the last day you worked again?
The 12th.
Okay. The 12th of this month? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
July.
Okay, so do you want your taxes taken out now or later if you are approved or denied?
What do you mean my taxes taken out? They been coming to eat my ass tomorrow.
Huh?
I said, what you mean taxes? Like, they take taxes out of the unemployment too?
Mm-hmm. They do. They take federal taxes out. So, you can.
Why?
I don't know, but
federal
you can.
Federal be coming to get you, like, get you.
Yeah, but you can't
take
no.
Them out now.
You want to take them out now? Now? Okay.
Yes. I want to owe them folks no money.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Cause, yeah, I owe.
Yeah,
that.
Overtime. They come took. They took the whole overtime.
Yeah, but so get a pen and a paper. I'm gonna give you a 4-digit pen, and I'm gonna give you some instructions.
Item ready.
Is 5106.
5106.
Yes. Okay. So.
That's that label pen.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
if
I
you
just
take.
On the website.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. So when you go on there, they will ask you for that website. That pen. But okay. So it do take 2 to 3 weeks for your claim to be processed. However, you do need to meet unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So you do have an application in the system with Alabama Career Center system, but you just need to upload a resume to that. I see on your file that you got, I think you got enough work history to upload a resume. Even if you didn't, even though if this was your first job, then you could put it on file too, but just upload a resume to Alabama Works. Alabama is spelled all the way out. .gov. All right. Failure to do so could result in the interruption of your benefits. You must be available and able to work and actively seeking full-time work. You tweet that you claim benefits. Unemployment uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is
www.labor.alabama.gov. And what I got to do weekly? Got to do what?
A weekly certification. Most people call in, but that website that I just gave you, also, you can check the status of your claim by going to their website, too. You'll see
right. It'll
be this lady with a short haircut with her hand on her face. And up under that tab, you will see, like, request your claimant information. You'll request your claimant information
right.
by going to them. But you can file your weekly certification by calling 800-752-7389. And you will have to file a weekly certification each week. And if you do skip a week, your claim will close, and you will have to call this number back to reopen it. All right?
All
right. You can start doing that this upcoming Sunday. And you can do it anytime throughout the week as long as it's done by Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on that Friday. But you can't do it on Saturday.
All right.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. That booklet just explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in the loss of benefits. If you do not receive the information booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information booklet, you can also call 1-800-361-4524. All right. And you can call the number at 5 p.m. Sunday through Thursday to schedule a phone appointment for the following day. All right. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right. Good luck. And thank you for calling.
All right.